and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Steve Kaif. An investigator search for answers in the mass shooting in Monterey Park, California that left 10 people dead. CBS's Nichelle Medina.
As investigators work to determine what motivated a gunman to open fire in a dance hall, residents struggle.
I feel this sense of great loss about the home that I always had. It's just gone. I'll never be able to feel safe here again.
Suddenly heard the boom, 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 boom.
Patty Pong was at the Star Ballroom Dance Studio Saturday night as shots rang out. 72-year-old Hu Can Tran was eventually tracked down in Torrance, where police say he took his own life as a SWAT team moved in.
And in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, WAFB TV reporter Miranda Thomas says police believe a gunman targeted people in a nightclub where 12 were injured.
How did someone get a gun inside this establishment?
Police are working with officials from the Alcoholic Beverage and Control Board to find out that answer. We're told police are reviewing surveillance footage from inside the club to try and catch their suspect.
Jury selection today in a murder case that's made headlines around the country.
Alex Murdoch is accused of killing his 52-year-old wife and 22-year-old son at the family's home in rural South Carolina in June of 2021. The 54-year-old prominent lawyer's life has unraveled over the past 2 years. He faces about 100 other criminal charges. Prosecutors say he stole millions of dollars from clients, committed insurance fraud trying to stage his own death, and ran a drug and money laundering ring. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
In San Francisco, Elon Musk told a jury today he was sure he had backing from Saudi investors when he tried to take Tesla private in 2018. It never happened. Shareholders sued over losses. European leaders are pushing Germany to allow countries to send new versions of Germany's new tanks to help Ukraine. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Lithuania's foreign minister, Gabrielius Landsbergis.
It's imperative to send all the weaponry that Ukraine needs in order to push the front forward, to reclaim the territories back.
The German government now says it won't stand in the way if Poland wants to send its Leopard tanks to Kyiv. Poland has said it was willing to do so regardless.
A former high-ranking FBI counterintelligence official has been indicted on charges he helped a Russian oligarch in violation of American sanctions. Charles McGonigal was a former special agent in the New York office. Checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 318 points. The S&P is up 57. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brewpub. Lots of matza pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Matza pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brewpub Lots of Matza pizza.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. Here is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, January 24th. The Wood County State Wildlife Advisory Committee will meet at 5:30 p.m. at the Sandhill Wildlife Area Outdoor Skills Facility in Babcock. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Subcommittee will meet at 6 p.m. at the Fair Office in Marshfield. The City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission will meet at 8 a.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Waterworks and Lighting Commission will hold their special commission meeting at 8:30 a.m. in their conference room. In Portage County, the Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3:30 p.m. in the Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2, immediately followed by the Joint Space and Properties and Healthcare Center meeting. The McMillan Library Family Fun Night will be from 6 to 7 p.m. on January 24th. Come make a snow globe with your kids using plastic jars, figurines, and glitter. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies this afternoon with a few flurries possible at times. High of 29, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers again tonight. Lows level off around 21. Cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 29. A dusting of snow Wednesday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently it's 23.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Wisconsin. Save the application date on Thursday, January 26th only. And you can find it on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. You can also find it on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's a friendly competition inside the Civic Media network of our hosts. So for this giveaway, be sure to tell them that you heard it from As Goes Wisconsin, Jane Matinair, and Kristen Bry.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for joining us during the 1 o'clock fun hour. As always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And like I said, this is the fun hour. So more pop culture, human interest. This is kind of the hour that maybe it's a little less political, though everything's a little political.
Well,
so
it slips in sometimes.
Because later in this hour at 1:30, we talk about things slipping in or being secretive.
Yeah.
Sundance happened this last weekend. And at the very last minute, a new documentary was added to the lineup and then immediately was sold out because it was basically a secret, like a very well-kept secret. Who thought that those could even exist anymore?
Especially in Hollywood.
Especially in Hollywood. But a Brett Kavanaugh sexual assault documentary premiered at Sundance, and they managed to keep it a secret until it was live. So we're going to talk about that and some of the details of that documentary and how it made itself into Sundance. Before that, we'll talk about five more things you can do to slightly improve your life without really trying. But to start off this hour, if you liked the vagina talk last week, you're going to like this.
You're going to love this.
If you hated it, you may hate this too, but we're going for it.
It's a reality of life.
It is a reality of life. And it's another reason to, if you do not get your period, to have sympathy for those of us who do. And if you do, another reason to just be like, really? Ugh. So had you heard of this company before, Jane?
Never.
So it was hard to live in New York and not know this company. So the company is called Thinx. T-H-I-N-X.
Okay.
And they had very clever advertising that you would see kind of all over the subway, mostly on the subway is where I would see it. And I think just because of my typical, you know, things that I read and Jezebel and different like feminist outlets, like I had, I knew the brand. And it's period underwear. And so it's basically underwear that is reusable, that's washable, but that is also absorbent. We'll put it that way.
Great.
And as we now talk a lot about PFAS, And we talked a lot about it last week and how headline after headline, it's in our water, it's in our fish, it's in our makeup. And now it might be in Think's underwear. So as if we didn't have enough to deal with, right? So the company has settled a class action lawsuit. So they still deny that there is these kinds of chemicals in the product, but they did settle. So
isn't that easily provable?
I don't know. So this is kind of what I read about it. So they've settled a class action lawsuit alleging the brand's reusable period underwear contains potentially harmful chemicals known as PFAS. And a reminder, PFAS linked to infertility, lower immune systems, cancer. And so the company denied the allegations in the suit, but then agreed to partly reimburse customers who qualify, which where I read this, there's a link, so I can put that in today's notes if you are a customer and concerned about this. And so the company says that PFAS aren't in their product design, but it's, I don't know, I feel like when there's a settlement, sometimes it leaves, it's like if you were totally in the clear, why would you settle? Especially for a company that's not like this is like a Fortune 500 company, right? So, but the problem is it's also a company that marketed their products as organic, sustainable, and non-toxic. So it's one thing if you didn't read the terms of service and were buying these products, but as far as like false advertising of what is in them, but it also makes sense because everything we know about what PFAS chemicals are used for is for like water resistance, water repellent type products, which you'd imagine a period resistance reusable underwear would
have.
So it just comes back to the bigger picture beyond what this is. I was not a user of these. I just remember the ads. And it's just another story though that just feels it's so hard to be a person who gets your period. You know what I mean? It's just like the products available, like pads and tampons create a lot of waste. And those, if they're bleached and everything, have their own toxicity that, can be problematic. There's menstrual cups, which are cost effective, but can be messy for some people. There's also, I think Wisconsin is one of these, unless it changed in the last year, but there's still also a pink tax. There's also an increased sales tax on these products. And so it's like to also have this, which was a caught because it was not like protection. It was the replacement of a pad or tampon. And, it was cost saving. It was supposedly supposed to be eco-friendly.
And really the first advancement, not much has changed.
No.
In decades and decades and decades.
Oh, yeah. And there was also the tampon shortage last year. Remember that? Michael, for my birthday, gave me a box of tampons because he said, there's a shortage, so this is how much I love you. And but since the FDA doesn't require companies to list all the individual ingredients in tampons and pads. Do you know that?
No.
So
why on earth not? What, you only have to list the first five?
I don't know.
I
think it's the same thing with makeup, but that was the same thing as we were talking about last week with the studies that have been done on makeup. And most of those makeup companies don't list all of the ingredients in the makeup because they don't have to.
That seems problematic to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Yeah. So basically the advice that I've read in this is your options to stay clear of products that could be problematic is anything that has a fragrance, try to stay away from. Anything that is whitened or has like been dyed a certain color.
Okay.
It doesn't look like it's natural.
Natural, sure.
So if you kind of stay away from those things, it can help reduce your exposure to potentially harmful chemicals. But you can also call your lawmakers and try to push for more transparency on stuff like this.
That would be nice.
I guess New York passed a law that requires ingredients to be listed on period product packaging in the state, but there's still a long way to go. It was just, you know, what's unfortunate is because specifically the CEO of this company is a woman who everything in New York, like I think her reputation, she's very eccentric, obviously has big ideas, but it kind of goes back to the cross section that like the idea of a feminist company to me, and I don't think I'm alone here, is an oxymoron.
Why is that?
Because I think some of the feminists, like to be a for-profit company, and to be a successful for-profit company, ultimately makes you make decisions that combat what is best for your bottom line and what is actually best for your customers, your employees, your how you make your product.
Right.
And it's because she, I forgot what her name is, but I remember reading about her. She was kind of clumped into this like group of high-powered, innovative women CEOs with these feminist companies, and then kind of how all of them categorically end up having some kind of story written about them of how they didn't really live up to the title of, you know, feminist CEO who can do, you know, have these products that are good and do good, and ultimately they're still capitalists at the end of the day.
Is it Maria Mullen?
Is that? I think CEO.
That's who came up when I, after Thinx's founder dramatically left.
I'm talking about the founder.
Oh, okay.
Because the founder left because she had some other scandal as far as potentially, I think she was
sexual,
like,
harassment or
yes,
something.
In front of employees. And so, anyways, PSA for anyone who is potentially using these products, but also PSA in general of just knowing what is available and safe for you to use with something that you inevitably have to deal with monthly until, you know, until you don't.
For a couple decades.
At least we don't have to, like, I don't know, sometimes I feel like we're missing out at when the expectation was we could just go sit in a hut for the full week and just chill out for a while and not be forced to do anything. Yeah. The red tent, is that what it was called?
Yes, but there was the whole superstition and there was a lot of stuff that went along with just
that. So we don't want to step back.
I don't think going back to that is necessarily a step in the right direction.
Sounds kind of nice, though. You're like, oh, you're just going to leave me
just
alone
a week
for a
off.
Week?
That's not so bad.
You still get paid? Cool. All right. Well, if you have thoughts on that or maybe thoughts on products that you recommend in this vein, let us know. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Coming up on As Goes Wisconsin, 5 more things that can improve your life without really trying. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Get out of this. I know we'll never forget. Smoke on the water, a fire in the sky. Smoke on the
as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes and even got shot, but I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah, I was Tumani's advocate.
helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your fix for progressive talk from Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network. Thank you for listening wherever you are listening on your lunch. I guess it's not lunch hour. Is it? Maybe it's some people's lunch hour.
Could be a little later lunch.
Yeah. Well, whatever you're doing right now, thanks for listening. And we're going to continue on another five things you can do to improve your life without really trying.
Yeah.
Easy stuff. Some of it's easier than others, as we found.
True.
But we've been reading 5 to 10 of these a day. It's a list from The Guardian that was 100 ways to slightly improve your life without really trying. And some have been good. Some I've started. Some I haven't. Still not bringing fruit to work.
Yeah. Me neither.
Yeah. But we are on 66.
All right.
So I think I timed this pretty... I think we like balanced this out, that it's going to take us through the end of the month.
Right.
And then... I don't know. I guess if you have thoughts, if you like having one of the segments of the show, even if it's short, be a self-improvement type pick-me-up, let us know. Because maybe we'll... I don't think the internet is lack for self-improvement tips or things to...
We can find stuff.
Things to work on. So if you like this, let us know. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we will keep it rolling, even once we've exhausted the list of 100 things.
Exactly.
So, all right. 66. Don't save things for best. Wear them. Enjoy them.
Absolutely.
What do you mean? So don't save things for quote best. What does that mean?
Well, that's like having the beautiful set of china that you only bring out once a year.
Oh.
What are you saving it for? What are you waiting for? You have this wonderful, I inherited my mother's china.
Do you use it?
I use it. I'm trying to use it more. Certainly not daily, only because you can't put that stuff in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
But it's, what are you hanging on to that special candle for? What are you hanging on to that pair of shoes for? Don't wait. Tomorrow you could get hit by a bus.
That's true.
Light the candle. Wear the shoes.
All right. You're a big fan of this one.
I am.
All right. I'm trying to think if there's anything I'm saving
that you're sitting
on for a special occasion. I don't think that's usually my MO.
I believe
more likely
you.
The one to accidentally drink the really nice bottle of wine. It's like, I was saving that. I was like, oh, sorry.
Oops.
All right. Number 67. I think you and I can both get on board with this. Whether we're good at it or not is another thing. But sing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I think the Jingle Bells rendition was just really out of my range. I'm not a great singer, but I'm maybe not as bad as I sometimes make myself out to be. There's people who are worse singers than me.
There are people who are far worse than you. But, and I agree. It's your range. You got to know your range.
Yeah. And so I still sing in the car. I really lip sync more than I sing.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah.
I sing in here all the time.
Do you really?
I do.
See, that soundproofing really works. I can't.
Little bit.
I don't hear you sing.
Good.
But yeah, sing in your car, sing in the shower, sing karaoke.
Sing a song, sing it long, sing it proud.
I truly think, I wish, and if you know of any in the Southeast Wisconsin area, because I know of karaoke places, but what's really, I really like the Korean karaoke places where you and your friends get your own room. Because there's something about karaoke nights where you're listening to other people sing
right.
who aren't great. Listening to other people sing who are really good at karaoke, I'm down. But, you know, and then they pick the wrong song. The thing with the strategic part of karaoke is not, like, singing Three Dog Night, Joy to the World, is a terrible karaoke song because it just repeats itself for basically 3 minutes. And you're like, oh, this is not what I signed up for. I just have to, okay, can we cut it? But when you're with your friends and it's just you and your friends, then everyone gets into it more.
Right.
And I haven't found a place that you can book your private rooms.
That would be a ball.
Yeah, that would be really fun.
Definitely.
Civic Media Christmas party next year.
Oh, karaoke machine.
There you go.
We're on it.
All right. Number 68. Think about your posture. Don't slouch and don't cross your legs. I was doing all of those things just now. Don't cross your legs, really.
It's a circulation issue, I think.
I sit here like Indian style on this chair some days because I'm just fidgety. But all right, 69, hang your clothes up, ideally on non-wire hangers because it's better for them.
Sure. I don't have a hanger preference. Do you?
I like the felt, the really skinny felt hangers because then things don't fall off of them because of the felt.
They're a little grippy.
All right. Can't wait to see your reaction to this one.
Oh, goody.
Number 70. Skinny dip with friends.
Not a chance.
Ever? You've never gone skinny dipping with your friends?
Decades ago. And it was a mistake then.
Why was it a mistake then?
Because people laugh at you.
Who laughed at you? Your friends laughed at you?
My friends.
Just snorted a little bit. That's really?
Yeah.
I'm sorry that happened to you.
Well, that's okay. I was 16.
I can't believe they laughed at you.
I'm almost over it.
Clearly. You never skinny dipped ever again. You never did it out of spite back at them.
I don't think I ever did it again.
This just took a much sadder turn than I was expecting from a skinny dip.
I'm fine. It's fine. No one needs to see that anyway. Trust me.
All right. Well, I would recommend. I would skinny dip with friends still. Maybe not in Lake Michigan right now, but another warmer pool of water, potentially. All right. Well, when we come back, a new shocking secret. This whole documentary was made in secret.
This is a crazy story.
Everyone had to sign NDAs, and just in Hollywood, and pulling off this kind of surprise and secret movie doesn't happen very often. So when we come back, we're going to talk about the secretly made Brett Kavanaugh sexual assault documentary that premiered at Sundance called Justice. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
One day it's bone-chilling cold. The next, the sun is shining. Hey, it's Wisconsin. Don't like the weather? Wait 10 minutes. It'll change. Sooner or later, the snow will go away. But right now, it's freezing cold. And all that cold weather can cause freeze-ups in your holding tank or septic pipe system. So be sure that you keep an eye out for trouble. And call Crockett Septic to help you if you encounter a jam. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holden Tanks and Septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo.
Down the Governor's Address. The State of the State Address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marcus Ann and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Marquezan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
What is dedication?
I think parents' job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Board, no matter where you're listening, across the Civic Media Network or on the Civic Media app, thank you for tuning in. If you miss any part of today's show, you can always listen to it as a podcast, which you can find on asgoeswisconsin.com/listen or Apple, Stitcher, Spotify. We actually, it gets posted through the Civic Media Network.
Right.
And so the backlog of when things get posted for a review or numbers and stuff like that, I don't have the login for that because it's under the Civic Media umbrella. But it was made aware to me on Friday, some of the really great reviews that we already have on, Apple, you can actually write a review.
Okay.
Versus I think on Spotify, you can just star it, like give it a five.
If you like
out of five stars. But some of the reviews that were left for us were really sweet.
Yeah, they were really, really
nice. Really genuine and great. So if you're someone who left us a review, that was nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So much.
And if you want to leave us a review, we would love that. And so on Apple or Spotify, you can give us how many stars you think we deserve. And then on Apple, you can write an actual review and also give us how many stars you think we should get. But and then, as always, you can join the conversation at 844-967-2789. So I'm just fascinated by this story because the detail, like putting on a film, putting on any kind of festival is a huge undertaking.
No doubt.
Like, I've been to some film festivals. I've been to a comedy festival. But, you know, the amount of locations you need to secure, the timing of everything, where, who's going where, what the screenings and the parties and the people, and especially in, you like take over a town. So like Sundance takes over Park City.
Right.
And to have the, be able to either pull the strings or however they pulled this off was no easy feat. But a documentary about the sexual misconduct allegations surrounding Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh debuted at Sundance Friday night, and the theater, but it was only submitted on Wednesday.
Real last minute.
And so the submissions for, like, probably, you know, as far as film festivals in the United States, there's basically Sundance and Tribeca, I would say, are the two biggest ones. Obviously, globally, there's Toronto, there's Cannes, there's,
right.
Yeah. But, you know, Sundance in the United States is, like,
it's a big deal.
The big one. And so the fact that this, they even allowed such a late, the people at Sundance seeing it, liking it, and then making time and room for it to then premiere 2 days later, and then also have a sold out crowd. But they did have, it was secured by armed guards, which I also think is not usual for a,
wow,
film premiering at Sundance. So it's been 5 years since this all happened.
It's hard to believe.
It's like, in certain ways, it sounds like not that long ago. I don't know.
But it feels like a decade ago in some ways.
But it
really does.
It was 5 years ago when Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed. And also the allegations of sexual misconduct by Dr. Christine Blasey Ford and Deborah Ramirez. And also the 4,500 other tips to the FBI that were basically just ignored. So the documentary is called Justice, and it's largely focused on how the FBI just totally botched the investigation.
Or did they it doesn't even sound like they tried.
And I guess that's more of what this film is about. So it was sold out on Friday, and it was only showed to Sundance execs that Wednesday. And the director, Doug Lehman,
I think it's Lehman,
said this was the kind of movie where people are terrified. And he said he's addressed the crowd before the documentary started. He said that people that chose to participate in this movie are heroes. And I think mostly he didn't really put any of Dr. Christine Blasey Ford did talk to him. But from what I read, he ended up not using. There's like an exchange. But most of the things I think they said in that interview, he ended up not using because she's already been terrorized.
The woman's had to move, I mean, yeah, numerous times because of all the death threats.
Yeah, but testimonials from Ramirez. So this was the first time she told her story on camera. It was also friends of Blasey Ford, and then corroborating evidence that the FBI failed to follow up or even fully investigate. And so it's all basically never before heard recordings, and also one of Kavanaugh's Yale classmates talks in it and corroborates Ramirez's story. So the guy who directed it, Doug Lehman. So he is not necessarily a documentary, like he's not Sharon Lease, right? It was like, I'm a documentarian,
right?
He's made Mr. and Mrs. Smith and like The Bourne Identity and other big blockbuster type movies. And so he, as far as I understand, he funded this whole thing because he wanted to keep it so secret.
Right.
And even the making of it, it's not, there's like no production company. There was nothing behind it. It was just him going out and making it. And he worked with investigative reporters. He also ended up working with veteran producers, Amy Hurdy, who, did you ever see The Hunting Ground?
No.
Do you know what it's about?
No.
Oh. when we talk about movies on and whether or not you should feel good after you see a movie, it's a documentary, but it's basically about the rampant sexual assault that happens on college campuses and how with like how hard it is to prove and what the how different schools and universities deal handle with it. Once, yeah. I saw it back in 2017, I think is when I first saw it, maybe 2018. But it's very good. It's very hard to watch, but he worked with Amy Hardy and Liz Garbus, who also has worked on different documentaries, and they made it in secret. And they spoke to journalists, they spoke to lawyers, they spoke to psychologists, they spoke to classmates. And so it sounds like it's a pretty, I didn't actually see any reviews. I think the story so far has been the fact that they even pulled this off. And it sounds like it's as much of an indictment on the FBI and their handling of this as it is on Brett Kavanaugh himself. But will you see it when it's available?
I will.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And there's an article that I found in the Washington Post that said, within a half hour of the news getting out, Lyman said in a post-screening Q&A that his team had already started hearing from people who had sent the FBI tips before Kavanaugh's confirmation. So they're not done yet. The film is done, but now they're getting more tips about Brett Kavanaugh.
But in the... Oh, go ahead. What were you saying?
The only thing I can think, too, is they must have an army of lawyers, because I'm just wondering about libel and slander and all of those things. These are all allegations. But again, they I'm sure they spoke to some really good legal representatives.
I mean, yeah, they had to have like understood what their legal ramifications for this were going to be, because I don't think you put all your own money and this much effort into something where you're like, well, this is going to get me sent to jail.
Right.
You know, I would imagine that in working with other people who have made things like if you think of, if once you see the hunting ground, you kind of, because this was talking about actual cases that were never, you know, while charges were potentially sometimes filed, but there was never anything that ever stuck. And that was part of the point of the movie. Right.
Right.
And so you're still documenting people's, their experience and their version. Like, I think about this because I guess there was also, you know, the salacious, think about that there's just a new documentary that came out about Glee and kind of the darker side of Glee that has now had three different cast members die since either when the show, well, with Corey Monteith, it was, the show was still going, but the other two after the show was ended. And like, I'm not going to watch it. Like, I don't care enough, but there's a new docuseries kind of talking about
The dark side of Glee.
And I think for any of these, there's some kernel of truth, and sometimes they're more salacious and maybe more exaggerated, but I mean, it's not legal, right? It's not like they're charging people. It's just, I don't know nearly enough about it to say what legally
the law.
You can or cannot say when it comes to these kinds of investigative documentaries.
Jesus, sure.
But it'll be interesting to see what kind of distribution it gets, because that's typically what happens at these festivals.
Isn't that why you go there to sell it?
It's independent movies, and you hope to find a buyer who will, if it's Netflix or one of the streaming services, buy it to put on their platform, or if it's a bigger production company, buys it to put into movie theaters. And so I guess we'll see when it will be available for more people to be able to see it. But I think the hope is that it triggers more outrage. And that's what Amy Hardy, the producer, said during the Q&A. She said, I do hope this triggers outrage. I do hope that this triggers action. I do hope this triggers additional investigation with real subpoena power. And we'll see if that happens.
I just don't. Kavanaugh's not going to leave the Supreme Court. No. It's a lifetime appointment. He's not going anywhere.
But I also wonder, is there anything that could happen as far as, because this is the same, you know, the same kind of disregard that the FBI took when they were investigating the Michigan State sexual abuse.
With Nassar.
Yeah, with Nassar. And so as far as all the testimony they got from all of those gymnasts, and they basically were like, nah, we don't believe you, and never did anything about it.
Yeah.
And so if there's even something to be said or done inside of, you know, the FBI, who I guess everyone's just mad at the FBI for different reasons now, right?
I have the exact same thought. It's like they're in everybody's crosshairs now.
Like who's actually, besides the people who have worked in our FBI, the left's mad at you, the right's mad at you, the right wants to defund you.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a good spot to be in.
But, you know, it was interesting. And so I will definitely watch it when it comes out. But some of the other interesting stories that came out of Sundance, I thought, was, you know, Marlee Matlin.
Oh, sure. So Children have a lesser God.
Yes. So she was a juror along with two other people. And there was a movie called Magazine Dreams. And Sundance kind of dropped the ball and they failed to provide captioning. And so she and the other two judges just walked out.
Well, that's kind of glaring.
Yeah. And so jurors for the Sundance's U.S. dramatic competition walked out of the premiere of Magazine Dreams on Friday night over an incident in which the festival failed to provide adequate captioning for deaf and hearing impaired audience members, including juror Marlee Matlin. And this was after they've been, I guess, under scrutiny for this, because if you think about it, all the international fests, there's captioning in multiple different languages,
right?
Because it's an international film festival, and these movies that are made in all these different languages, there's not the expectation that you read, you know all these languages. And I guess Sundance has kind of been like behind the ball on providing that same kind of access, even though this year they asked people who were like attended, who were RSVP'd to go to this, like all the shows, like what your, if you needed captioning or if you needed any kind of auditory assistance. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And it's also just, I kind of think good for her to be like, you know, I am a famous deaf person. Like, what? Again, it goes to the amount of detail that has to go into festivals.
Right.
I'm not making excuses for them because that feels like a big one, but someone got fired over that. That's all I'm going to say.
And of all places for them not to be sensitive about things like this, Sundance of all, right? Really? Come on, you guys.
You'd think, but I guess they kind of dropped the ball. Did you hear any other interesting stories coming out of Sundance? No? Was it? All right. Well, when we come back, we'll wrap up today's show. Maybe we'll talk more about rats, because we didn't do enough of that yet. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. As you gather with family and friends, look closer. Right in your community, there are youth who don't have the home, warmth, and healing you have. So, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. Tonight, 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed. And tomorrow, they will wake up surrounded by love. Every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, in sites across America to help them fulfill the great promise of their lives. So, look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
What are the governor's priorities for Wisconsin? Tony Evers will lay out his second-term plans during his State of the State address January 24th. You can hear it live on your local civic media radio station. Will abortion rights, Medicaid expansion, and legalizing marijuana be the top issues? Your favorite hosts also provide insight by breaking down the governor's address. The State of the State address live Tuesday, January 24th at 7 p.m. here on your local civic media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
On your face, it's just priceless.
I'm trying to figure it out, because sometimes it's very obvious and sometimes it's not so obvious of what your little Easter egg tie-in is. So we'll get back to that, but for the audience, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Reminder that this Thursday is the $1 million ad giveaway, so mark your calendars. You can go to civicmedia.us/million right now and send yourself a sign up to get a reminder when things are live. You can also add it to your calendar and it just puts it right on there for you. This technology, it's just makes things as simple as possible.
Yes.
But there's also an FAQ. So if you have more questions that obviously I cannot answer because we are live on the radio now, civicmedia.us/million Thursday, January 26th, 9 a.m. We are giving away free advertising, and we want you to be part of it. So if you have a product, a service, is there anything else people can sell besides a product or a service?
Pretty much covers it, I think.
It's either a thing or someone's
or
time.
A service,
yeah.
Yep.
And you have customers, and you want to reach more customers throughout Wisconsin, not just in Southeast Wisconsin or Central Wisconsin or Northern Wisconsin. Like, we cover... We're pretty much everywhere right now.
We are.
And if you don't need to cover everywhere, you just need to cover one region, you're also going to be able to tailor it to this, the region that you're going to want to reach. But the whole point of this is you're going to be able to work with our sales team to develop a campaign for what you're going to say on the ad, where it's going to play.
What your goal is.
What your goal is, so that we can demonstrate to you the value of radio ads. And we're doing it for free. So if you want to take advantage of this, you got to be ready, though. Thursday, January 26th. 9 a.m. $1 million ad giveaway. And when you're there, they're going to ask you who sent you. And we need you to say Jane and Kristen.
It was us.
Jane and Kristen sent me. They talked about it a lot. They interrupted
the usual
programming time and time again so that they could talk about this thing. And I'm here and I'm ready. I'm ready for my free advertising. Because Thursday, Friday, it's gone.
One day only.
All right, what's the story behind that song?
So we took a little detour much earlier in the show where we were talking about the rat movie.
Yeah.
Named Ben. So that is the theme song from that movie, sung by Michael Jackson.
A young Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. This is 1972. Yeah.
Oh. No, this is. It sounded like a young woman. And it's that makes a lot more sense,
yeah,
that it was like a young Michael Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So what were the lyrics?
It's about a boy and his rat. So there's a lonely boy, and I know I'm not the only one who remembers this movie. 844-967-2789. Tell me that you remember this terrible movie. Lonely boy named Danny meets a rat who becomes his best friend. And when bullies try to attack him, he has his army of rats that will attack the bullies and take over the world. And of course, things tend to go badly at some point with a rat colony fighting back.
Oh, the sequel.
To Willard.
To Willard. The way you were describing it, I was like, there is some movie with the rats and they remade it. So this was Ben is the sequel.
To Willard.
Okay.
Classic.
So is this kind of like, what genre does this fall under?
This would be horror.
It is horror.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how old were you when you saw this?
I was 12.
So it was terrifying? Did it make you hate rats?
It certainly didn't endear me to rats. You know, sure, it's all fine when you're friends with your rat until your rat gets its own army and then it comes back to attack you.
Does it turn on Ben, or is Ben always their king? Ben always the rat king?
Ben survives, makes his way back to Danny. Danny tends to the injured Ben, but I think Ben dies in the end, the rat. I know, it's so sad.
It's so funny watching movies like that and what it could, like the impression it gives to you
as a kid.
Like, think about a couple weeks ago, maybe the end of December, we were talking about the quote from Steven Spielberg and him saying how much he regrets Jaws being the reason people are terrified of sharks and the increase of the basically like shark hunting and killing sharks. And because so many people, I mean, I was terrified of sharks. I saw Jaws granted it came out well before I was born, but we still watched it growing up. And I was definitely afraid of sharks when I was a kid. And
still afraid of sharks.
Yeah. And if you watch this as a kid, you're like, yeah, I want nothing to do with rats. I'm trying to think of other movies that, you know, what's really the inverse of this that I always think is hilarious. So Peppa the Pig, the show,
mm-hmm.
It's like a children's show.
Right.
And there's one episode where Peppa becomes friends with a spider. And the whole point of that episode is that spiders are our friends and why we shouldn't be afraid of them. And that episode cannot air in Australia. Because in Australia, you actually need to be afraid of spiders.
Yeah. They have some really, really big, really poisonous spiders in Australia.
Really poisonous spiders. Yeah. And so basically, like, the official statement was something along the lines of, yeah, we can't be teaching our children to be friends with spiders on this continent / country because it will kill them.
Yeah.
It will certainly kill them. We have a good friend who he and his wife, she's from Georgia, but he's from Australia, and they were living in Milwaukee for a little while, and now they've left. But they went back for the first time because Australia was shut down for so long.
Sure.
So they finally went back this year for like 3 weeks to see his family. And about every couple of days, we got some kind of picture of a creature. And one, I think, included a spider that was the size of my hand. And I was like, all right, have fun down there.
It's a wonderful country. It really is. And the people are hilarious. But just about everything in the world that can kill you, you will find in Australia.
Which is even, because I've heard that of the Southeast with, you know, snakes and scorpions and stuff. But I think it goes to a different level when you're in Australia as far as the
creepy crawlies.
The creepy crawlies. And then just kangaroos getting all over the place.
Kangaroos can hurt you, too.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, that was a fun show.
On one happy outgoing note.
Yeah.
Sister and I went to see a movie yesterday called A Man Called Otto, starring Tom Hanks. It's wonderful.
My father-in-law saw it. He goes, if you want to see a movie that's going to make you laugh and cry, A Man Named Otto.
A Man Named Otto, based on a book, Swedish author. It was originally done in Swedish, which is also a wonderful movie. So if you need something that's going to make you feel not bad.
A little bit better.
Yeah.
You see it in the theater?
Go see it in the theater.
Oh, fun. All right, well, stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Unless you're listening to WXCO, then you got the Chad Holmes Show coming up next. Thank you for listening. Thank you for texting. Thank you for calling. This has been As Goes Wisconsin, and we'll be back tomorrow at 11 to do it all again. Now it's me.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha